And the son of Satyabhama, who accept Lord Sri Krishna as the soul of the self, and thus follow his path without deviation. Are they well? Also, let me inquire whether Maharaj Yudhisthira is now maintaining the kingdom according to religious principles and with respect for the path of religion. Formerly, Duryodhana was burning with envy because Yudhisthira was being protected by the arms of Krishna and Arjuna, as if they were his own arms. Responsibly, please repeat. Also, let me inquire whether Maharaj Yudhisthira is now maintaining the kingdom according to religious principles and with respect for the path of religion. Formerly, Duryodhana was burning with envy because Yudhisthira was being protected by the arms of Krishna and Arjuna, as if they were his very own arms. Maharaj Yudhisthira was the emblem of religion. When he was ruling his kingdom with the help of Lord Krishna and Arjuna, the opulence of his kingdom surpassed all imaginations of the opulence of the kingdom of heaven. His actual arms were Lord Krishna and Arjuna, and thus he surpassed everyone's opulence. Duryodhana, being envious of this opulence, planned so many schemes, put Yudhisthira into difficulty. And at last, the battle of Kurukshetra was again able to, was brought about. After the battle of Kurukshetra, Maharaj Yudhisthira was again able to rule his legitimate kingdom. And he reinstated the principles of honor and respect for religion. That is the beauty of a kingdom ruled by a pious king like Maharaj Yudhisthira. Ati sadhyam vijayasutabhyam dharmena dharma paripati setum duryodhana pattitayasubhayam samrajya lakshmya vijayam vidya. Also let me inquire whether Maharaj Yudhisthira is now maintaining the kingdom according to religious principles and with respect to the path of religion. Formerly, Duryodhana was burning with envy because Yudhisthira was being protected by the arms of Krishna and Arjuna, as if they were his own arms. So Maharaj Yudhisthira was of great lineage. He was the son of Dharmaraja, Yamaraja and Kunti Devi. So right from the very beginning, his samskara was very powerful and very religious. Not only was he a scholar, not only was he a good king,
Not only was he a pious and religious man, but he was a very strict moralist also. Meaning he never told a lie. Why would someone not tell a lie? Well, there are different reasons, but the most obvious reason is you might get caught telling a lie. For example, in espionage or in the government, they have a machine, it's called a polygraph machine. They measure your brain waves. Or another name is a lie detector machine. And reasonably accurately, they can ask you questions and they can understand that you're either telling the truth or you're lying. But of course, the greatest lie detector is Paramatma, or Krishna, within the heart of everyone. So someone who is fixed in this understanding that Krishna is in the heart, sarvasya chaham hridi sannivishto, Krishna's in the heart of everyone, every living being, he will naturally be inclined to tell the truth, knowing that he can't get away with lying or immorality. Not only lying, but cheating, stealing, engaging in illicit activities. These are all done by persons who are in ignorance. They have no fear of God and no knowledge of God's presence. Not only is he in the heart of every living being, but he's within every atom. There's no place where you can run and hide. There's no closet which you can go into and turn off the light and shut the door and think, well, Krishna's not here. Nobody can see me. Now I can cheat. Just like if you fly on the airplane, they tell you, don't smoke in the bathroom. Sometimes people are so addicted to cigarettes, and nowadays cigarette smoking is banned on most or all airplanes. Used to be they would have a smoking section. Now the whole flight is generally non-smoking. So people will sometimes cheat and go in the bathroom, toilet, on the plane, and shut the door and have a cigarette. But even there, they have a smoke detector test, and they warn you that if you do, you could be subject to thousands of dollars fine and even jail. So we should know that if we break the laws of God, we will be caught. And Maharaj Yudhisthira, he was the perfect example, because not only do we need to be told these things, manda sumanda matayo manda bhagya, we are, after all, Kali Yuga Vasis. We are here. And according to the descriptions in Shastra, and with a little observation, we can understand that we are dull-headed, short in duration of life, short in memory, short in conviction, weak in our realization. So we need to be told over and over again these things, and we need examples, living examples of people who embody the teachings, so we can understand, yes, this is correct, and here's someone who lives like this. Then we get inspired to follow ourselves. So Maharaj Yudhisthira was the emblem of religious principles. He was a real Kshatriya, Naradeva, the representative of God. So, therefore we are so much indebted to Srila Prabhupada, because his teaching and his life were one. He did not say something different and act in a different way. Whatever he told us, he himself acted in that way. Even though he did not have to, he was a nitya siddha, self-realized, avadhuta, adhoksaja. The rules of the prison are meant for the prisoners. In the prison house, it is a correctional institution. You have to be reformed. It is a reform house so that you can be cleansed, so that you can again live in society and act properly. So there are certain rules in the prison house. So this is a prison house. We have to get old. We have to get diseased. Getting old is not nice. So many of our devotees now are getting old a little bit. Like Chaturmas, a little bit. Narmadasapami, myself, we're getting old. And it's not nice. Huh? Chaturmas, is it nice? No. So many problems come with old age. And disease, it's not nice. Whether you're in Hinduja Hospital or Sarvodaya Hospital, being sick is not nice. And then dying, nobody wants to die. So these are things that happen here in this world. They don't happen in the spiritual world. There's no disease. There's no death. There's no old age. Because they're already beyond rules. They have come to the platform of Radha, spontaneous love for Krishna. We are trying to come to the path of sadhana. Therefore we're called sadhakas. We're not even bhaktas, technically. Bhakta means someone who's at least at the point of an arahant vritti. We're sadhakas. We're trying to come. We're trying to become sadhu. Trying. So we need guidance from models, examples, who can teach us. And Maharaj Yudhisthira, he was a man of integrity. Integrity means that you act with everyone equally. No duplicity. No show or pretense. Pretense means pretend. Fake. Tamasha. But he was a siddha-sadha agni. Completely clear. So you could deal with them and be confident that A, he would give you perfect instructions as he was receiving through Parampara, and B, you could take shelter of him and he would not cheat you, he would not exploit you. So we need such persons of integrity. They are as good as their word. What they speak, Maharaj Yudhisthira, he was so attached to honesty. If he gave his word, he'd give his life rather than break his word. He gave a promise, he would rather die than not fulfill his promise. That's a man of character. It's a man with integrity. That's a strong person who is eligible
for developing Krishna Bhakti and going back to Godhead. Only fools who have no faith in God, they are cheaters and liars and pretenders. There's a story. Maybe I told, I don't know. There was a crow. The crow was feeling very weak. Can I tell you the story?
No.
So the crow was feeling very weak, and he couldn't jump up on the branch of the tree. So he was in a field beside the tree, and there was a bull there. And the bull told him that, "You just eat my dung, and you'll get strength. It's full of nutrients. Actually, it's a fat stool. It's full of many nutrients. This excrement, we, pass it from our body by a lot of minerals, and nutrition goes out from that stool." He said, "You just eat my stool and you'll get strength." So then he ate a little bit of that stool and he felt strong and he jumped up on the bench. So then the next day he wanted to jump up on the higher branch. So again the bull told him, "You eat some more stool." So then he ate some more stool and he jumped up on the second branch. Still stronger. Then on the third day, the crow wanted to jump to the top of the tree. So he ate some more of the stool, and he jumped to the top of the tree. So then, in that field, one farmer came with his gun. And when the crow was on the top of the tree, the farmer just took aim and shot him down dead. So the management lesson here is that you can bullshit your way to the top, but that doesn't mean that you'll stay there for very long. We can make a show of being a devotee, or being this, or being a manager, being a good person. You make a show, and maybe you'll get somewhere for a while. But unless you become like Maharaj Yudhisthira, pure, man of integrity, strict moralist, yatra yogeshwara krishna, yatra parto ganavidhaha, tatra shir vijayadutir dhruvamitir matir mama. The battle was actually between Duryodhana and Yudhisthira. The battle of Kurukshetra, mainly it was Duryodhana and Yudhisthira. Yudhisthira should have been the king, and Duryodhana was cheating and had occupied the post of the king. Arjuna and Bhima, they fought on behalf of Yudhisthira. Lord Krishna took Yudhisthira's side. Therefore, Yudhisthira was victorious and ruled for a long, long time. And actually his opulence is such that he performed 3 Aswamedha Yajnas by the grace of Lord Krishna. Now, Indra, the king of heaven, performed 100 Aswamedha Yajnas. But the opulence of Yudhisthira was nothing compared to Indra's material opulence. Palaces and gold and so many things. The king of heaven, the king of the demigods, getting so much, so many gifts from all great demigods all over the universe. But he is not more famous than Yudhisthira. Yudhisthira's fame was based upon his devotion to Krishna. And therefore it is said that he was more opulent than even Indra. and Duryodhana became very envious. It is a fact that if you water the roots of the tree, all the leaves and branches will flourish and will be nourished and will flourish. So if the king worships the Lord, the Supreme Person, and engages his citizens in doing that, then there will be no difficulty in that kingdom. We have no experience of this, because since we were born, and even in any history we have read in the past, there's no example of such a pious king like Yudhisthira. Therefore, when people read about Yudhisthira, they say, impossible, mythology could not have existed. You don't exist, you rascal, because you have no experience of anyone honest and truthful. Therefore, you are saying it couldn't exist, because you're achiever number one, fool number one. But actually, this is what we want. This is what we're aiming for. We want to create men of quality. Please understand the law of dynamics of marketing. If you give people quality, if you give them a good product, you will get quantity, and it will be long-lasting. Just like here are some of the biggest companies in the world that we can think of. IBM, International Business Machines. At one point it was practically the biggest corporation in the world. General Motors. But give people quality. Toyota. When you see that little thing with the, you know, Toyota emblem, you know that means quality. In the 50s and 60s, Japanese meant junk. It meant imitation, cheap imitation. But they changed their whole policy. When Edward Deming went there and talked of total quality management, TQM. And from that time, they started giving quality. And in so many fields, Sony, in the field of music, and so many other things, and Panasonic, and this, and that, cameras, and tape recorders, and computers, whatever. Because they're getting quality, eventually they get quantity. And if we develop quality in our spiritual lives, this temple will not be big enough. 10 temples in Bombay may be big enough. And even then they'll be full, because people want. So, Yudhisthira is a great example, but he's 5,000 years ago. How are we going to bring the consciousness of Yudhisthira into our lives, into our world? How will that mean for us? We have to train ourselves. We have to work together cooperatively. There has to be love and trust. Then we'll make progress. And it won't happen overnight. It will take time. But if we have a mission statement that we all agree upon, and if we work towards fulfilling that, well, God has given us the 7 purposes of Islam. It's a very good mission statement. And we can have an even more refined statement for Radharasthi Bihari Temple. Now I'm going to show you a video. It'll take a couple of minutes to set it up. So I beg your patience. This is called the Simple Temple. It's about our cousins. It's about our devotees. You want a Gopinath temple. Not only they're very close to us in proximity, but all over the world. And I'm telling you, I travel all over the world. All over the world, people are talking about this temple, Radha Gopinath temple. So someone produced this video about the mood of the devotees there, how they work together to create that mood. So I just want to show that video to you, and it will give you something to think about as a congregation. It's very much a congregational movie. Although brahmacharis are there, but a lot of it is congregational. So I want to show this to you, and I want you to all think, we should also have our video. We'll call it the Prabhupada Temple. They have their simple temple, we have our Prabhupada temple, because Srila Prabhupada spent more time here in Hare Krishna land than any other temple in the world. In the whole time he was here with us, 11 years on this planet, he spent more actual time at Hare Krishna land. So we've got a theme which we can show the world. This temple, what does it stand for? What does Prabhupada want? It may be a little different than Radha Gopinath temple and their strategy, but the essence will be the same. Quality, devotion, men of integrity, no compromise for quantity. Quantity will come, but we will focus on quality. We'll be happier. The mood will be very blissful, there'll be a lot of trust and love, and there'll be problems, but less. So, I'm just going to give you, and now, Bhuta Hari will shut down the video, and, yeah.